When you see people who are homeless, maybe you assume they're addicts or mentally ill, or you don't notice them at all. But homeless people rarely get an opportunity to explain how they ended up in the situations they're in. Until now.
My mom cried herself to sleep for the first 2 years after I left. Add on people seeing me in crazy, dangerous situations all over town. Phone calls from different states, in jail, of course. She didn't know if I was alive or dead. And me being with the people I was with, the odds were stacked against being alive.
An unusual theater event recently debuted in the Boston area. It's called Stories Without Roofs, and it's a collection of writings by homeless people performed by professional actors, singers, and dancers. These essays-turned-performance art are basically autobiographies of a handful of people who live on Boston streets. Some are joyful, some tragic. Some describe how pleasantly ordinary the lives of homeless people can be.
There's a piece, for example, in the show detailing how much this one man loves coffee.
Michelle Whitaker created Stories Without Roofs.
There are pieces about happy memories, and there are pieces about sad memories. There are pieces about the future. There's poetry. There's song.
Whitaker is a nurse at Boston Healthcare for the Homeless, and on the side, she teaches a writing class at a homeless shelter. The stories her students were putting on paper were so powerful, she felt, that she thought they had stage potential. One man, for instance, wrote about his spiral into substance abuse.
It was a very private piece, actually. He said, I have a piece, and I don't want to share it yet. And then the next week, he said, I'm not ready yet. And then one day, he just handed me his notebook, and he said, I'm ready. It was about his brother being murdered and how that triggered him to get back onto drugs.
He titled it Relapse and requested that it be made into a rap song. Whitaker knows the refrain by heart.
When I got word that you had been shot, all I could think was murder, so I began to scheme and plot. When I got word that you had been shot, all I could think was murder, so I began to scheme and plot.
Another writer, 26-year-old Nolan Bagley, grew up in Malden and took Whitaker's writing class while he was living at a Salvation Army sobriety program. He's written a piece called Dear Derek. It's a letter of advice to the son he hopes to have one day, and the stage version has been set to music.
You know, sometimes it could trigger, like, anger or frustration just because of what I'm putting down on paper, you know?
Bagley is a recovering addict who's been in and out of jail, and he took Michelle Whitaker's writing class at a Salvation Army sobriety program and shelter in Cambridge. He has a piece in this weekend show called Dear Derek. The stage version is set to music. It's a letter of advice to the son he hopes to have one day.
I'll start off by just speaking the ugly truth, that the world can be a cold, harsh, miserable place full of disappointment. So you have to own it and write your own destiny. You have to work hard, take nothing for granted, and when it tries to knock you down, and believe me, it will, you push right back and work harder for whatever it is that you want.
Nothing will be generally, I don't write for an audience to really hear. It's more of like just a me thing, you know? But kind of stepped outside the box on this one with myself, and I was able to share and let other people in on a little piece of me that maybe they wouldn't know.
Another piece by a different writer called Final Word asks passersby not to make sweeping generalizations about the homeless.
I'm not a monster. I'm a human with a story. Willing to tell it if you have a loving, kind heart. Willing to listen, judgment-free.
I'm a human being, just like you. My heart beats, my blood flows. I have a heart, a soul, a big heart, a kind heart.
Michelle Whitaker wants these performances to remind audience members that people land on the streets for all sorts of reasons, and that homelessness, maybe due to a job loss or a natural disaster, can befall even people convinced their lives are secure.
You might see someone begging for change and you think you know their entire story. You're like, probably if I give them money, here's what they'll do with it. But every individual's experience with homelessness is different. And so I think it's important to give a voice to people who are never asked to talk about that stuff.
One of the pieces in the show she finds most touching is by a man named Michael Grayus.
He writes so beautifully about how in love he is with his wife and how she's been there for him even though he has relapsed and even though he caused homelessness for her and their baby. And he wrote a lullaby for his newborn daughter.
You took your first steps today, watching you grow up has made my life complete. Please don't grow up too fast, Daddy can't handle that. Just know I will be there.
And that to me makes me cry every time I hear it.
That's the lullaby Michaela, written by Michael Grais. It was part of a recent show called Transitions by the group Stories Without Roofs. It was performed at the Green Street Studios in Cambridge. The show's organizers now hope to create other performances based on the writings of homeless people. They're also trying to make the script of their recent performance available as an educational tool to school groups, homeless shelters, and substance abuse programs.
Telling me the truth, I am your father. Please don't break my heart and love.
Stay with us. Coming up, a tasting session. We'll be trying some specialty foods made in New England, from cheeses to oysters to my favorite part of any meal, desserts. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.
Here to comfort you, here forever and ever.